so much to get to, so let's enjoy. As it was a little slow, the pilots took just a moment out of the blocks to get their footing, but once they did, it was Eddie Davis in the first half who was more than the Beavers could handle.
Alatiche right at the free throw line, working against Davis, spinning in the lane, no room to go. Now he's got to force up a jumper, and it won't go. Henn there with a rebound. Great defense from Eddie Davis, who's out on the break. Slashes through the lane and flips it up with the right hand. Six in a row for the Pilots to take their first lead.
2.5 minutes in, they showed Oregon State they were not going to roll over here this evening. Back and forth it went. Oregon State would push out to a lead, and then the Pilots would reel them back in with their veteran point guard, Ahmed Ali.
Lucas takes the cross-court pass, drives on the baseline, little fadeaway 12-footers, an air ball. Dasher, another rebound, outlet Ali. He's got number, no, he's going to pull up for three and drills it.
So at that point, we're tied at 14 at the 12:35 mark. Back and forth they go, and the Pilots start to find their way. It was Clythus Griffith Jr. coming in off the bench, providing a punch.
Curtis up top, hands off to Clythus Griffith Jr. Put it between his legs. Fadeaway 18-footer over Ethan Thompson. And lets the very sparse crowd here know about it.
Portland by 2, 8 minutes to go. They would start to build a lead thanks again to Eddie Davis.
Chase Adams is there to relieve the pressure. The 1-3-1 zone from Oregon State. You know Terry Porter worked on this at practice during the week. Now can they execute? Bounce pass to the middle of the floor. Davis splits the lane, lays it up. He probably got fouled.
26-21. Davis wasn't done yet.
Under 3 minutes to go until the break. Davis, top of the circle, gets a screen, drives right, gets into Tucker. Off the glass and good. Eddie Davis with a strong move. He's got 10 with a chance for a three-point play.
29-22 at that point, under 3 minutes to go. The Pilots would not let up, and Ahmed Ali with an exclamation point to end the half.
So it's Ali here with 13 seconds. Pilots with some cross-screen action. Ali, step back three straight away. Got it! From 27 feet.
36-29, the Pilots took a 7-point lead into the halftime locker room. As we have seen throughout the season, those halftime leads have tended not to last long. They gave it up, but it was Clythus Griffith Jr. again leading another comeback for the Pilots.
Here come the Beavers on the run. Lucas pull up three in transition, in and out. Ferentzen knocks it out to Griffith Jr. Pilots don't have the numbers. Griffith goes one-on-one, reverse lay-in with a left hand. Pretty move.
Portland back up one at 43-42. They would continue to crank up the defense. It was leading them back to offense in transition.
Lucas, throw back Franklin, dump it down to Alatiche. On the block, backs in, jump hook in the paint, off the glass, bounces around, no good. Curtis fights between three Beavers. Griffith Jr. chips it out, Pilots 3-on-1, lob to Latrell Jones for the two-handed hammer.
Back within two possessions at that point. And then, after a slow first half, it was our player of the game, Isaiah Dasher, who started to find room, dashing to the hoop.
Franklin dumps it down. Thompson backing in on Dasher. Henn comes to help. They force him out to the left corner. Cross court, Kalu in the right corner for three. No good. Dasher the rebound. Pilots avoided trouble there. Ali back to Dasher, driving on the right baseline all the way to the rim. Floater is up and good.
This is when the Pilots started their comeback, getting it within six. Eddie Davis wasn't done yet, as good ball movement found him all alone at the rim.
And Oregon State shows the 1-3-1 zone. Ali back to the right to get in the corner to Jones. He's trapped underneath Davis all alone and hammers it home. Great find by Latrell Jones over the top of the zone.
They weren't to the summit yet. Back within two, it was once again Isaiah Dasher.
Henn had it, poked away, comes to Davis, throw it forward to Ali. Drops it off to Dasher, finds room down the paint. Finger roll with the right hand is good. Count the bucket. Lucas tried to draw a charge, but he was inside the restricted zone.
66-65, Oregon State back and forth. They would go, and ultimately they started playing Isaiah Dasher for the drive, and he burned him from outside. Final 50 seconds. Oregon State goes man-to-man. Ali off a hen screen with a dribble. Gets by one. Finds Davis. Swing it up top. Dasher alone for three. We're tied! 71 apiece. It would remain that way. Portland would have two cracks at it to win in regulation, but a couple of missed threes from Ali and Jones forced the extra 5 minutes, and Portland was ready to go from the opening tip. Ali, Davis, Hen, Dasher, and Jones remain on the floor for overtime for Portland. 73-71. Davis getting underneath, off the glass. Good find, good setup from Dasher. As Oregon State played over the top. And after that, it was just Dasher. They would go back and forth. It was Isaiah this time to give the Pilots the lead. Back to Hen. Hands to Dasher. 10 on the shot clock. Back left. Hesitation. Gets through the other side. Reverse lay. Good! Isaiah Dasher has had a tremendous second half in overtime. Pilots up three. They would continue to go back and forth. Eddie Davis this time getting loose underneath. A minute eight to go. First missed free throw for Ethan Thompson. And the Pilots can regain the lead. Ali off the high screen, head. Backdoor cut, Davis. And one! 83-80 at that point. The final dagger came from Ahmed Ali. 12 to shoot. Ali wants him to wait. Hen coming. Ali turns the corner on Hunt. Keeps his pivot foot out to Hen. Back to Ali. Four to shoot. Fires the three. Got it! Right in front of the Pilot bench. 86-82. Ethan Thompson would get a late three. Portland, all they had to do was get the ball inbounds to close it out. They want to get it to Ahmed Ali, if possible, their best free throw shooter. Sprints in to get it. They got it. They can't get the foul. The time runs out, and the Pilots escape Gill Coliseum with the win. 87-86 in overtime. And they will be celebrating on the bus all the way up I-5 back to the Bluff. A tremendous victory tonight for the Pilots.